All right, so imagine this. You're about to enter the promised land
Yeah.
after years of wandering.
Freedom at last.
Yeah, freedom's in sight.
Right?
But then two of your buddies pull you aside
Oh
with a
no.
proposition. And that's the story we're diving into today.
Talk about.
Fascinating episode from the Book of Numbers, chapter 32. It's about more than just ancient history. It's about commitment leadership
Right.
and balancing what we want with what's best for the whole team.
What's really interesting is how this story, even though it's thousands of years old,
Right.
it still mirrors dilemmas that we face all the time,
Yeah.
that push and pull between our personal goals and the needs of the group.
Okay, so picture this. The Israelites, led by Moses, are this close
Okay.
to the Promised Land.
All right.
But two tribes, Reuben and Gad, they have a different idea.
Okay.
They're known for their huge herds of cattle.
Okay.
And they've spotted this lush territory east of the Jordan River, Jezer and Gilead.
Yeah.
Perfect for livestock, they figure.
Now remember, this is just after the whole spies doubting the mission debacle.
Oh, yeah.
So Moses is understandably wary.
Right.
He's probably thinking, here we go again, more wavering faith.
Yeah.
He's worried that this request is going to demoralize everyone.
Right. Talk about bad timing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Reuben and Gad aren't trying to weasel out of the fight.
Okay.
They actually propose a deal.
All right.
They'll help conquer the Promised Land first
Okay.
before settling down in their chosen spot.
So it's fascinating because on the surface, it seems kind of self-serving.
Yeah.
But when you think about their willingness to put themselves on the front lines to share the risk,
Yeah.
it changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
It becomes an act of solidarity.
Right. They're not just saying we're in, they're
Oh.
saying we'll lead the charge.
Right.
It's a bold move,
Yeah.
and it speaks volumes about their commitment.
It really does.
But Moses, being the wise leader he
Of
is,
course.
wants to make this official.
And that's where the oath comes in.
Right.
Moses makes them swear a binding oath
Yeah.
to uphold their promise.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a handshake agreement. This
Right.
was a serious commitment
No.
with
For
consequences.
sure.
And think about how relevant that is even today.
Uh-huh.
Contracts vows the importance of keeping your word.
It's like, okay, you've made a bold claim. Now put your integrity where your mouth is.
Exactly.
This oath adds weight to their words,
It
and
does.
it highlights the trust that was being built in this tense situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What strikes me is how Reuben and Gad didn't just shy away from their ambition.
Right.
They saw what they wanted and they went for it. But
Yeah.
they also understood the bigger picture,
Yeah.
the shared mission.
It's a great reminder that having personal goals,
Right.
it doesn't have to conflict with teamwork.
Exactly.
It's about finding that sweet spot, right?
Yeah.
Where your drive actually benefits the whole group.
Exactly. And think about modern leadership. This story is like a blueprint
Yeah.
for leaders who have to balance individual needs
Wow.
with, organizational goals,
Right.
creating an environment where ambition fuels collective success,
Yeah.
not division.
And it also makes me think about how important it is to clearly communicate your intentions.
Yes.
Reuben and Gad could have just slipped off with their cattle,
Right.
but they were upfront with Moses. They addressed his concerns directly.
Transparency.
Yeah, the transparency builds trust, even when you're asking for something unconventional.
Absolutely. And that open dialogue is crucial in any relationship,
Right.
work, family, friendships,
Yeah.
because when you understand each other's motivations, you can find solutions that work for everyone. It's not about suppressing individual desires,
Right.
it's about aligning them with
Yeah.
the common good.
It's so easy to get caught up in our own world and forget about the bigger picture. But this story shows that even in ancient times, people were grappling with these same issues,
Yeah.
how to balance personal aspirations with the needs of the community. And
They found a way to make it work.
they did.
What's also fascinating is that the story doesn't end with the oath. They
Right.
actually follow through. Reuben and Gad fight alongside their brethren.
Yeah.
They contribute to the victory.
They keep their word.
Exactly. And then they settle in their chosen land.
Wow.
It's a story of action backing up words,
Yeah.
of integrity in motion.
It's a reminder that true commitment
Right.
isn't just about making promises. It's about keeping them.
It is.
It's about
Yeah.
putting in the work even when it's hard, even when there are easier paths you could take.
And that's a quality that's so valuable in any era.
Yeah.
The ability to follow through on your commitments to be someone others can rely on.
Right.
It's a foundation of trust.
Yeah.
And it's essential for building strong relationships and achieving lasting success.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive into the story of Reuben Gad and their unusual request, I'm left with this thought. How often do we settle for the easy path instead of pushing for that win-win scenario?
That's a question worth asking ourselves.
Yeah.
Because this ancient tale reminds us that it's possible to pursue our own goals.
Right.
While also contributing to something larger than ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that true success comes from aligning our ambitions with a shared vision.
Wow.
And from acting with integrity every step of the way.
You know, it's funny how this story seems so specific to a particular time and place.
Right.
But it actually speaks to a universal human experience.
Uh-huh.
That tension between what's in it for me and what about the group.
Right.
That's something we all grapple with.
Absolutely. And what's so brilliant is that the story doesn't offer a simplistic answer.
Right.
You know, a one-size-fits-all solution.
Yeah.
Instead, it highlights a process. A way of navigating those complex choices.
It's like a roadmap for how to balance ambition with responsibility.
Exactly.
Reuben and Gad, they had this burning desire.
Mm-hmm.
They saw their future in that land.
Yeah.
But they also recognized the importance of the collective mission.
And that's the key takeaway here.
Yeah.
It's not about suppressing your individual goals or forcing everyone into a uniform mold.
Right.
It's about finding those creative solutions where everyone benefits.
Right.
Where personal drive becomes fuel for the collective success.
Think about it, startups.
Yeah.
Community projects, even families.
Right.
This dynamic plays out everywhere.
It does.
How do we encourage people to pursue their passions while also making sure that everyone is rowing in the same direction?
It requires open communication, a willingness to compromise, and a shared understanding of the ultimate goal.
Right.
Just like Moses, Reuben, and Gad, they came together, they negotiated, and they found a way to make it work.
So as we wrap up our deep dives into this fascinating episode from the Book of Numbers, I'm left with this question. How can we, in our own lives, become better at navigating those tricky waters?
Yeah.
How can we become more like Reuben and Gad, boldly pursuing our dreams, while also staying true to our commitments and contributing to the greater good?
That's a powerful question to ponder.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, this story reminds us that we're all in this together.
Right.
Our individual journeys are intertwined.
Yeah.
And our actions have ripple effects by embracing that interconnectedness.
Right.
By seeking those win-win solutions.
Yeah.
We can create a world where both personal fulfillment and collective well-being thrive.
Beautifully said. This deep dive has been a reminder that even ancient tales can offer timeless wisdom for navigating the complexities of modern life.
Absolutely.
And remember, if you're looking to explore this story further, you can find it in the Book of Numbers.
That's right.
Chapter 32.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
Yeah.
And keep seeking those aha moments that connect the wisdom of the past to the challenges of the present.